The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
She's an Olympic champion. He is a two-time Olympian. Together, they're figure skating royalty. Turned NBC commentators. And now, they're pop culture icons. But more importantly, they're best friends. NBC presents Tara and Johnny. Here's Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir.
Hi, guys.
So, obviously, we're in the same place. And I just want to be really upfront with our listeners. First of all, we love you. Second of all, we're really uninterested in doing this podcast this week. We've been working so much and so hard. And by the time we sat down in these chairs to do this, you know.
We do love the podcast. And we look forward to it every week. But
we love all you people
We're here in Stamford, and we commentated Cup of Russia. And it was a long taping.
Cup of Russia was 2 ago. We commentated the Cup of China. So here's the thing. These little flubs that Tara, like what Tara just made, they have been happening constantly today. And I think it's just because we are so tired. Cup of Russia was 2 weeks ago, guys.
Well, okay. I'll try harder here.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot's been going on. We commentated the Cup of China today. And it'll be on television really late in the middle of the night tonight, so none of you are going to see it.
You won't see it. So why do we tell them?
Well, just because I want them to have, like, a point of interest. I want you guys to be with us. Like, when we talk to you and tell you stories, I want you to really understand them. That's why we try to paint a very full and illustrious picture. So today we did China, and
yesterday we did the dog show. Johnny, that was quite the experience. I mean, guys, let me just tell you, you watch the movie Best in Show, it is exactly that. Those people are serious about their dogs.
Yes. I mean, I'm really serious about my handbags. I'm really serious about my one dog. I'm serious about Tara and Todd Cap. But, you know, I don't ever really, like, feel that I'm crazy mommy. I don't feel like I'm over the top.
There was a crazy dog mommy there. So remember?
Several.
Okay. So the first one was...
Tell me about your favorite one. Like the first
one of my favorites was when our producer was trying to get a shot behind sort of the grooming counters, and the dogs were close, and a few of the other owners didn't mind that their dogs were going to be on TV, but there was this one woman, and I'm standing there, and she comes from behind me, so I was like, I think I jumped and started. She comes with her little loafers, like, swish, 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 right up. It was like, no!
She came like a
don't
land
submarine.
Don't
touch my dog! And it was like, she was like sweating, and it was like, who is it? Well, I was embarrassed for her, and then I was like, nervous being there, so I just, like, I don't know if you saw me, I just sort of walked away.
Yeah, you just walked away. And it was a really terribly scary situation. I mean, this woman was like, if you know those like old-timey movies with the bombs that have like the angry face on the front of them, she looked kind of like one of those bombs. And she blamed it on her dog. She was like, no, I'm so sorry, but, like, I didn't know he was going to bite you. Now, these show dogs, they bite no one.
No one.
They are so
She just did
whipped.
Not want anyone near her dog.
Don't go anywhere near my schnauzer.
Oh, my gosh, I forgot to tell you this. So a lot of the people will be like, you know, our dogs are just groomed. And I understand this. I'm assuming if you spend your life in this world, like, this is your day. You don't want people's sticky hands all over them.
Well, Mariola doesn't even let people touch my hair after she spent 3 hours turning me into...
Your hair, even when it moved, though, it's like a brick when she sprays it. Like, I have to leave the room. Like, I know I'm inhaling cancer. So I didn't tell you this. So remember the English bulldog or just the bulldog?
Yeah,
I can't remember.
Guys, I'm not a big fan of a fat, wrinkly dog myself. But
okay.
Tara loved it.
So we were doing a piece about dogs' expression and how they're judged not only on, what is it, structure and
structure,
gait.
Stacking.
Stacking is a dog word.
It's a dog word. It's basically like, let's consider this. If Tara was on all fours on a table and I had to, like, line her up properly so that she could be shown off in her best light. That's what stacking is. Like, when you move the legs and you move the arms. Guys, Todd Kapp's in studio with us today. He's staring daggers. I'm sorry, Todd. You know what I was getting at. I felt them. I felt Todd Kapp's, you know, Eastern European mixology gaze just flying through my microphone right into my eyeball.
Anyway, we were doing this piece and
judged
we were talking
expression.
Right, about how the bulldog has to have a grumpy look, a sour look. And at the end, Johnny, I don't know if we did two takes, and at the end of the first take, I didn't know if you noticed, I kissed the dog with my red lipstick, and I got so nervous because I was like, I'm watching as you're like talking, we're still on camera, and I'm like, oh God. So I'm like panicking, frantically trying to rub it off, and I like kept looking at her, and it wouldn't come off. And I was so nervous, and I don't know if like she ever noticed, but there's like a red kiss mark when this dog goes into the ring.
At least it's a champion.
Wait, where it goes into the...
Into the ring.
Into the ring.
Now, that ring is really taunting. It's this huge blue ring. Now, the day before we did work for NBC for the National Dog Show, I did work with Purina for the National Dog Show. And it's basically when you sit in one chair and get, like, a bunch of different interviews out of the way with different markets all over, like Pure Satellite. And... But anyway, we were doing that, and I was doing it with my dog, Toma. And he sat like a champ for the most part of it. But then, like, people, again, getting back to these dog parents, these people would, like, walk through and be like, oh, I've never seen, like, a TV camera or a light before. Like, oh, is that a light bulb? Are those lumens? So people would walk their dogs in and just kind of stand there and gaze. And, you know, Toma, he's an awesome dog, but, you know, he has some behavioral issues. He isn't a pack animal. He has never seen a Great Dane before. So if you come with this Great Dane, and it's quite obvious that I'm sitting there working with my dog, and he's worked up, and, like, he was overheated from the lights, and he was shedding and panting, and, like, he was a bit of a mess. And this...
He started barking, right?
He started barking in the middle of when I was talking to someone somewhere. And it was really embarrassing, because I feel then like a bad parent. Like, if, when Debbie does bad things, do you feel like you're a bad parent
and being
judged?
I'm, like... I feel like I'm being judged. I'm embarrassed. I remember the first time that Todd came over to my house, and Dublin was there, and he was, like, jumping all over him, and I was just like, Todd must think that I am a terrible parent, that I've never trained him at all, and that I, like, let this happen. And I get, yeah, I get very flustered.
So I wonder what she lets herself get into, just binge eating Oreos in the closet. Now,
wait, what other dog? Oh, okay. This is a great story from yesterday. I couldn't get over this one. So a nice fan comes up and says hello. And
he wasn't from the area.
Okay. So he comes up and says hello. And then he says, like, oh, I'm such a huge fan, blah, blah, blah. And then there's, like, an awkward silence. And, of course, like, sometimes when I'm with Johnny and I don't want to talk, I'll just, like, let it be awkward and Johnny has to figure it out. So he was like, Johnny's like, oh, well,
that's,
you know,
called wingmanning.
Well, thank you. And enjoy the area. Enjoy the area.
Like, this guy, like,
enjoy
he was,
the area.
He was super sweet.
We're
he was,
in a convention center.
He was from a really far away land. And he came.
Where was he from? I think Philadelphia.
No, I think he was from Hawaii.
I don't think so.
No, he was from somewhere that was far away for sure.
But even if he was from Hawaii, you don't say enjoy the area.
But I had to because, like, sometimes, okay, here's the thing. When I go back to my roots, at the Expo Center, when I go back to my roots and I'm in Pennsylvania or I'm in northern New Jersey, you know, places that I consider my places, like where I've lived and consider myself from. And at this point in my life, it's definitely Pennsylvania.
Oh, so are you saying you're just
Jersey.
Like the mayor of the area and just enjoy my area?
That's the role that I get into sometimes when I'm doing an event in my state.
Queen of Bryant Park.
The Queen of Pennsylvania. Yeah, so, like, I just feel like it's my obligation to tell people, like, hey, get out and enjoy the countryside. Pennsylvania's beautiful this time of year.
There was a lot of strange things that happened, though. The
Mariola took liberties with my hair.
Johnny came as a poodle.
I love thematic dressing. And, you know, Mariola, she is my hairstylist. We've talked about her a lot before on our pod program. And podcast.
She cracks me up.
She is hilarious. Like, she is so Polish and so artistic and so wonderful.
And, like, but nervous Nelly.
Yeah.
Like,
worries about one hair.
We will be, like, going on live television and she will be, like, more frantic than us.
The amount of times she's
one
been
time
on
you
camera.
I can't remember what event it was. Is like, you yelled at her. You're like, Mariola, stop. Everything is okay.
Well, sometimes you have to remind people to calm down. And, like, I love Mariola. We've been through a lot together. Like, she was our OG at Sochi. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's awesome and has somehow stuck around and somehow still makes my hair outrageous. But it was funny because Tara and I hadn't seen each other the night before we went to work for the dog show. And we started early in the morning. And, you know, I aimed to please. I wanted to look like a lady that sits on Fifth Avenue and drinks tea, like on the top floor of Bergdorf's with her poodle, and, you know, is just really fancy like that. So I really dressed up. You know, Tara came and she looked hot. Like, she was wearing these beautiful black stilettos with the black jeans and the little leopard top of chiffon. You know, just really inadequately dressed for November on the East Coast, because now she thinks she's just exclusively California at all. So she was just really inadequately dressed, and she looked at me and she's like, "Well, you got dressed up." And I love when she's like, Tara's super supportive, and she's always like, "Well, yeah, do you." Like, it doesn't even faze me anymore. Yeah. I'm all into it. But, like, I love it when she does try to say something.
Oh, so you know when I don't like a certain thing.
Yeah, you hated my look yesterday.
Well, okay. So I did, actually, but we fixed it because, okay, so Johnny, I liked your pants. Like, he had these glitter whitish pants, which I thought were really cool.
They were chic.
And then your sweater or... What was it?
It was a sweater and a blouse.
What did it have on it? Like little dots?
It was just like you know, a textured Jason
Blue sweater.
Yeah,
it was really, really nice. But then he put on this like white collar.
Because I was at the dog show.
Yes, but it was...
You should wear a white Stitches collar when you go to the dog show. That's okay. What it was.
But it was like this neck collar that stuck up. And then on top... No, I liked the pearls. You'll see this outfit. And he had these really cool pearls hanging down. But then he added chunky pearls on top of
like
the collar.
Like the Flintstones lady.
Right. And it was just, it was a, you know.
It was a problem.
But you looked amazing after we just rearranged some things.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. But I do love it with the ways you try to find a way to, like, tell me I look pretty. Because, you know.
Well, you do.
We're pretty much married. Yeah. And you're supposed to tell me
yes.
I look pretty.
Yes.
But also, like, being judgmental. Like, I like.
Well, wouldn't you rather
I love
that
you.
Than
oh,
me
so
not
much.
To care?
Like, yeah. I want you to care.
Yeah.
Because you have to stand next to me, and I'm like, yesterday, guys, I was giant next
that,
to her.
Okay, that is sometimes really difficult because I'm not tall to begin with, and
well,
then
and
I put
wore
on
flats
heels
yesterday,
and then and then you make it even harder.
But Mariola gave me like 16 inches of hair yesterday.
I mean,
too.
Your hair was pretty amazing. I loved it.
It was glorious.
It was a poodle.
So you've been in New York for a week, mm-hmm. and I mean, running around doing top secret marriage stuff. But have you seen anything? Have you enjoyed the season? Like, have you gotten drunk? You were alone a lot. I mean, mommy was there.
Yeah, I don't drink a lot alone. Something about that feels strange.
Well, you know what? We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah,
but
Johnny might have been drinking alone last night.
Yeah, by accident.
But anyway.
Fell in face first into a barrel.
So we...
New York.
So we stayed uptown, and we stayed at a hotel that we used to stay at a lot before I moved here.
And it's a glorious hotel.
It
everyone.
Is. But it was really sad to remember that I was a New Yorker and I had a place for 5 years, and I would feel like in the cab, I would want the cab driver to know that, like, no, don't think I'm a tourist. Like, I lived here. Like, this is, I want to be like, oh, just drop me off at, I was just going to say my address.
No, stay off the FDR. It's crowded today. Yeah. Stay away from Soho. I mean, oh my God, you can't even drive through there.
Yeah, so there's moments like that where I'm like, I love New York so much, and like the feeling, like when I was out, it was just so much fun. Like, I love this city. There's just something so incredible about it. And being home in LA, I mean, you have the weather and it's sunny, and like, I need that.
But you
know, it's like
everywhere.
My sunlight. You have to drive. Well, yeah, but I mean, I don't know. LA is pretty cool. I mean, it's 70 degrees. I know you don't like that.
You can't always eat well, though. You can always eat well in LA.
But the thing is like, everything closes down at, like, 9 p.m., especially on the west side in Santa Monica. Here, you walk around, it's, like, 10 p.m., and people are just getting started. So, I don't know. I was like, maybe talk cap and I move back to New York.
Yeah, people like to sleep out there in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Yeah. You know. They're writing scripts and stuff.
I mean, they're busy making the entertainment world happen. But guys, now that we've, you know, wasted at least 25 minutes of talking about nothing,
yeah.
We will be right back after this short break.
Friday, in a special one-hour Different Strokes, Arnold sets up a TV audition for Larry.
It was all my idea.
It could mean a move to New York for the Alders, but Ruthie wants to stay put, and the battle is on.
I don't want to live in New York.
Oh, excuse me.
Different Strokes. Then, it's Jim and the girl from the camera commercial on the season premiere of The Rockford Files. Then, Aishai.
All right, let's get him now.
The dramatic conclusion of Only the Pretty Girls Die. It all happens Friday on NBC.
Start spreading the news.
Since I was a boy, most of my work has been live here in New York, and that's tonight. And I don't care how long you've been in this business, there's nothing like singing to live people, baby. It's great.
Now we have a brand new song for you.
Okay, we're back. Now, Johnny, why were you drinking alone last night? Why was I getting pictures of your purse and then six empty bar stools and then a picture of the basketball game that was on? Which you wouldn't even know which teams were playing.
I thought it was lacrosse. No, so last night after, okay, so here's the thing. A lot of our logistics can get really complicated. I mean, we've talked about it before, Tara flying back and forth across the country every weekend for the skating broadcasts and being in the same studio and on cameras and all that stuff. But this week was, you know, particularly difficult because while I was only staying a short distance away from where I actually live when we were at the dog show, I didn't take a car because I had to come up to Connecticut afterwards. So for our work today. And, you know, it just gets annoying and complicated with suitcases in different hotels and different places. So after the dog show was finished yesterday, the day before I'd gotten up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yesterday for the dog show, I'd gotten up at like 5 for hair and makeup and then to work all day. And then I got into a car and it took 4 hours to get from Pennsylvania to Stamford, Connecticut. And I was just really, really exhausted. So you know what? I wanted to have a glass of wine.
That you did. I mean, I always love when we are texting when you're holding court. So holding court is something we've been saying for quite a while. It's when Johnny goes into the hotel lobby bar and holds court. You know, mommy holds court.
Mommy holds court. And mommy was holding court last night. I was texting my daughter, Tara, and, you know, I was so exhausted and so tired that, like, literally half a glass in, I was just shite-faced. I was done. I was down for the count and drunk. And I hadn't hit that stage, like, that weird blackout stage when you're just kind of like, you don't remember everything you talked about, but just pieces. I remembered everything.
I've never blacked out.
Well, I hope you never have to.
Yeah. I don't think you have.
I don't think I've blacked out, but there are definitely times when I've been...
You don't remember as much.
I've been a little squiggly, and squiggly. There were just things that were missing from the evening.
You weren't squiggly last night.
Like when you wake up in one cowboy boot and you don't even own cowboy boots. Like, that's a sort of a joke. Anyway, I was sitting in the hotel lobby having this half glass of wine, and then I decided to finish that glass of wine, and then I was like, I'm going to text Tara. And
it was awesome. I told you, I was like, I'm snapshotting most of our text from last night because they're so good. I don't want to forget them.
Well, one of them was like, I was trying to be really positive and tell Tara, like, it's okay, mommy's fine. Because Tara went to New York last night to spend the evening because Todd Kapp was coming in to visit. That was a surprise, though. But anyway, Todd Kapp was coming and she was going back to New York. And, you know, New York is a lot more interesting than Stamford to spend the night in.
But I just, much more.
Yeah, I just went straight to Stamford because also I had the earliest of the calls this week for hair and makeup. So I just wanted to be ready. So I'm drinking in this hotel lobby, and I'm like, oh, everything's great. Like, I'm just making so many friends. Like, I'm holding court. And holding court means just holding the attention and making people laugh and being the entertainment, essentially, in a hotel lobby bar.
Well, you did that.
And then I sent you a picture of it.
You sure did. Just you and your purse and six empty bars.
But, I mean, there was so much going on. And
what was happening? Wasn't there, like, you told me there was a pageant going on?
There was some sort of high school pageant, friends and family pageant. That's what I remember. That's what mommy remembers from the evening where the bartender who's from Ecuador told mommy that. See, I remember things. He was from Ecuador and he was like, yeah, that's a friends and family pageant for the school.
Oh.
And I was like, what the F?
Pageant. Like, were they dressed? Oh.
Singing. Dressed up, singing.
Talent show.
There was also a local chapter of a church having some kind of a festival in a different ballroom, and there sits mommy all alone at the bar. So then I tried to make a really funny moment where I was like, you know what, Tara, you and Todd Kapp should make a documentary film about Michelle Kwan. And that, of course, led to me, like, you know, making Fonto pictures where I, like, filter Michelle Kwan pictures and I add funny emojis and stuff. And, like, that's just fun things that we do. It's just fun times.
Johnny can be, like, your text conversation, you're so good and witty. Like, I laugh out loud.
Good.
Yeah.
That's,
LOL.
That's what I aim to do. I mean, I want you to think everything was fine.
I do have a story.
Fine. Tell it to me. We've got nothing else. Did you make nachos and eat them the next morning?
No. So I made a new friend.
Ew.
I know you hate that. Ew. But it's weird. Like, if someone told me they, like, got on the plane and their seatmate, they made a new friend, and then, like, they kept in touch after... Why are you looking at me like that? You're judging me. Okay, let me try to imagine.
Because the only seat friend I've ever made was a lady I yelled at because she was taking pictures of me eating my ice cream sundae because she was a fan.
I've like over the years have had incredible seatmates. I feel like I'm very lucky.
Who's
when
your
it comes
favorite one? What's his or her name?
I don't remember their names.
Probably me.
yes, definitely.
I once sat next to Anderson Cooper, and that was pretty awesome.
That's cool.
We technically slept together because we slept next to each other on a plane.
Okay, so I met this girl on the plane, and she goes back and forth to L.A.
Can we give
like
her a name?
I do.
Just for
sure, Courtney.
Courtney, okay.
Okay, and so she goes back and forth. She flies Delta, and sort of like me when I'm going back and forth all the time. And she lives in New York. She lives two streets over from where
I used to live.
And so we had the New York connection. Like, we just started talking and I was talking about wedding, and she was telling me about her wedding and, like, things she went through. And, like, you know when you're talking to someone, you're like, this person is like me. Like, it's sometimes hard to find that. Like, yeah. Everything that she was saying was like, oh, my God, that's exactly like me. And she just, like, kind of was funny and sweet. And so we're like, oh, maybe we'll be seatmates again. And we exchanged numbers. We actually went for drinks the other night. Like, I made a new friend. I'm happy.
Now, what's her deal? Are we going to, like, reveal anything about her?
I mean, I don't know if I should really,
delve into it. Okay, fine. Well, that's weird. That's like...
That is strange. I mean, she doesn't know I'm talking about her right now.
I once blew a parking attendant. So there we go.
Made Todd Kapp laugh.
No, mommy makes friends too. Okay. Here's
Todd Kapp really surprised me this week. I'm going to get right off that subject and say he came in and surprised me. I didn't know he was coming.
Well, I just had to bring them all back in with that conversation. Yeah, we were losing the audience.
Yeah. Oh, was my story about Courtney bad?
It wasn't interesting at all.
Wait, Todd, was it bad? No, you're laughing, though.
Because he knows I'm right.
Tell me the truth, Todd. Is it bad?
No, don't tell her the truth. Never tell your significant truth the other.
I was going to tell Johnny, I'm pretty sure that she's created this person. It's like Fight Club. It's like Courtney is her in New York.
Courtney is a shadow puppet she made in her reading light in her first class seat on Delta.
She died in New York and she's created this person that lives there that's just like her.
I would see that movie.
No.
Wait, Todd Kapp, pull up a mic. Todd Kapp, everyone, Todd Kapp's going to join us.
Did we even hear Todd Kapp right now in the background?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did.
Awesome.
Todd Kapp, pull it up.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
So, everyone, this is Todd Kapp.
Hi, guys.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Again.
That felt so
No,
weird.
Not again. This is the first time.
This is the first time. We just talk time. About you an awful lot.
Yeah, so Todd Kapp really inspired us.
I feel like I have to be on to sort of...
Impress the people.
Well, my name's sort of been drugged through the dirt in this podcast.
Okay, like, never through the
shattering
dirt.
Shattering teeth, pond fall in Montana.
I wasn't there. I didn't even bring it up.
That you guys like.
Picky eater. I mean, you're definitely
You are a picky
I gotta
eater.
I got to defend my name here on the podcast.
Okay, so...
months of...
Podcast, Todd Podcap. Todd Kapp, tell us.
This is exactly our day. Yeah.
Podtina. So tell me right now the one thing that has, like, bothered you or offended you the most. Was it the pond fall? Was it the chattering teeth? Was it the picky eater? Because you know everything we talk about is
true. I like the chattering teeth, actually, because that's become a thing.
It has.
Can you actually get your mouth really close to the mic and make the sound?
I don't know if we can hear that.
Oh, we definitely could.
Probably...
The pond fall.
No, you know what? It's the restaurant stuff. It's the picky eating, because I'm really not that picky.
You are a picky eater.
You are.
The restaurant that
if it isn't chicken or wild boar.
I think you came around on my restaurant choice.
Duo.
Duo.
Only because it was safer.
And they had that great, like, sausage.
And they gave us a lot of bread.
That
pasta.
Ragu.
Well, no, the sausage dip at the beginning. Guys, it was like a red tomato pomodoro sauce with sausage. And you know, mommy fucking loves sausage.
You just said that.
I know, I'm sorry. Okay. I'm so
Jason
tired.
Jason will bleep something out. Yeah. We are really not on our game today.
So, Takep, what was the impulse to come and surprise T?
Just we hadn't seen each other for like a week, and I started to get a little antsy after about 4 days where I feel like I have to see her. So
do your hands stop working? You can't like open bags.
And you know, Johnny, you know me, I'm trying very, I mean,
you keep it together.
When I love someone, I like to be with them an awful lot.
And as close as possible, like suction cupped right into the armpit.
Like when you leave me to go to the bathroom, Johnny, I don't like it. Where are you going?
I come back into the studio and she's like staring at the door waiting for me.
No, but I know he was working and I was, you know, trying to be fine and just see him in Cleveland for Thanksgiving.
Wait, were you sassing him? Is that why? Did you come because you were being sassed into it? You wanted to surprise her?
Yeah. I mean, you know, that kind of surprise is probably better than any gift.
Well, plus she's been, you know, doing a ton of stuff with the wedding, so I figured I'd, you know, come out and try to help out.
You're a man of so many words. It is super sweet. I mean, I would love somebody to come visit me. Do you have plans? Like, have you selected the restaurant for tonight?
No. Okay.
We went to a place last night that
Todd didn't like, and once again, and a really little love, bit of a
what
picky
I love about Tara
eater.
Is she gets so angry in a cute way, though, but very, very angry when she selects a restaurant, and I'm like kind of on it.
Well, I want you to like it.
That's okay. Here's the thing. Let me tell you, people that didn't have childhoods always want to please the people that they're trying to please.
That's yes. Fair.
Oh, you didn't like that restaurant?
What did I do? I'm sorry, Coach.
I'm so sorry. Please don't hit me. Please don't hit me.
With your gloves.
I'll just eat salad for 2 days.
Don't
it's okay.
Worry.
Don't
but
worry.
The thing Triple with restaurants be is that I used to not really care where we ate or sort of, uh-huh. I wasn't very picky, but now I've adopted a lot of your pickiness, like lighting especially. Like Tara yes.
Lighting's
loves
important.
Very, very, like cannot see the menu, dim lighting.
Yep. Yeah.
And now I'm kind of like that. Like last night I was like, oh my God, it's like,
So what's funny is we went to Palma and it was like a real, it's, I don't know, have you been to Palma?
No.
It's like highly rated. It's beautiful. It has this little garden and the food was good. It just wasn't like mind-blowingly good. And when we sat down, the patio is sort of lit up with these like Christmas lights. So it's pretty bright. And I knew the minute we sat down, Todd just sort of looked at me and was like, oh, it's too bright. It's a little bit.
There was also a very overgrown garden growing like, right on top of our table.
Yeah, like
there
the are, rose like, bushes leaves. Were in oh. our like ear.
And it's still so warm on the East Coast that all the bugs are still alive. Like no
warm.
One is. Yeah, no one wants to sit
it's
in some
warm.
Ivy.
It's warm in Los Angeles.
It's warm here. It's still very warm. You guys should eat at Il Buco. It's really fun. Last time mommy held court
Il
alone,
Buco.
It was there.
I've never been there.
It's on Bond Street. They have a really beautiful, like tiny small menu, very dark, great bread. Great wine list. They have this amazing Brussels sprout salad that's just like de-leafed Brussels sprouts with like pears and gorgonzola and some sort of nuts. And like everything has, it's very kind of Japanese in a way where it tells you the history of each olive oil and why that olive oil is selected for that pasta. Anyway, it's worth going to.
Okay. Was my story about the plane friend bad?
I've already forgotten.
You hated it.
Well, I mean, I've already forgotten almost the entire story. Just that you made a
friend
on the plane and went out with her. That's weird.
It is a little different, though.
It's
for
awkward.
For Tara, especially.
Yeah.
I met someone random on a plane, and then she's like, yeah, I'm going to get drinks with my airplane friend. Like, what? Who?
Your airplane friend.
Oh.
Like, oh, I've got a dear friend who only has one arm, you know?
I mean, I don't know. It's probably weird, but it worked, you know?
When I was out recently, and I was really, really, like, hitting it hard, two glasses of wine, I was drunk, and briefly after, like the next day, I started getting all these messages from random Russian people. And we've talked about this on the podcast before, but I am still sort of in the middle. He doesn't speak English, so he's not going to hear this, so I can actually say it. But this guy, he and I are good friends all of a sudden, and we'd like text every day. Like,
see?
I don't even text my mom every day, but it's weird. Like, I would never consider him my friend, I would never call him my like drunk friend. But that's kind of it. But so sometimes you just like you make weird friends and you've got to look through like rose colored glasses at it, like my new rose colored diff eyewear.
Oh,
glasses.
I thought you liked the yellow ones.
Oh, no, you love those gold ones.
Do,
but I'm all about the rose colored glasses.
Are you going to be getting diff eyewear for Christmas gifts?
I certainly am. Most definitely. They are fabulous. And for every pair that's sold at a very reasonable price and very designer, very gorgeous glasses, but for every pair sold, a medical pair of glasses goes to people in developing countries that may not have immediate access to eye health care. So it's pretty awesome, the program.
So that means you need to go to diffeyewear.com/TJ and you get 15% off.
And tell them that we sent you because we love us some Diff Eyewear. So, everyone, we are so thankful for all of you that listen, all the drag queens, all the Asian men, all the ladies. We are just super, super proud.
And the men.
And the dudes, bruh.
Yeah.
We're really excited and proud of everyone that listens to us because we are proud to perform for you every week. All 416.2 billion Whoa. Of you listening from all
That's a
over
lot.
The world. We're saying hola to Spain, and we're saying obrigado to Brazil for listening. And you can always follow us and interact with us on our social media platforms at Tara Lipinski, at Johnny G. Weir, at Tara and Johnny. Tara, say some parting
well,
words.
Well, yeah, we gotta go.
Thank our special guest.
Oh, yeah, we have to thank Todd Cap.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you, Todd Cap. Thank you for your input and for your green hoodie.
Okay, now Todd and I are gonna go to dinner.
Yeah, guys, they're going to dinner. So until next time, we love you and
bye.
Hey, brah, what's going on, brah? Where you headed tonight, brah?
This program is brought to you in living color on NBC. The opening and some non-presentation portions were pre-recorded.